My name's Bernie Barker. I'm 62 years old. In December, Guinness recognized me as the world's oldest male stripper.
Barker, a retired nuclear engineer, launched his new career 2 years ago after entering a contest at a club near his home in Hollywood, Florida.
To my horror, when I walked in the door, everybody there was 25, 22, and they all looked like Charles Atlas used to look. I said, you know, I'm just going to walk out on that stage, and I just walked out with a smile and very little else on. I've won 42 male strip contests. I pretty much win 2 out of 3. I have a 62-year-old body that may pass for 45 and a 19-year-old brain. It's very unusual, so that gets everybody's attention. I wear very outrageous G-strings. You know, they're special made. They're very colorful. This is red, white, and blue. It's got sequins on it. It's a G-string, and you can get an interesting reaction. These are black lights. You can already see what's happening. Look at my white socks. Look what happens. They glow. Even my hair kind of glows under these lights. And your teeth will also, incidentally. Music changes me. I sometimes dance to Sexual by Amber, Shebang, Ricky Martin. I have a special feeling about a song, The Lady in Red. I don't know if you've ever heard that one. Lady in red is dancing with me. I can't be 25, I don't look 25, but I try to come across as more genuine, more friendly. I try to smile a lot, or I'll spin around maybe and end up on a knee in front of one of them and just kind of look at them, and they like that. You're dancing for ladies, so you have to be soft. I guess I'm a dreamer of sorts. I get an idea, and I try to become whatever it is I'm thinking about. It's kind of mind-boggling, actually.
Bernie Barker's story was produced by Matt Ozug at Sound Portraits Productions in New York. Photographs of the oldest male stripper are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butkins.